This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next piece we're about to bring you has come to be known around these parts as a "the dog ate my homework" kind of story. Another tale of retailers blaming the latest weather pattern, blackout, congressional gridlock. I could go on, you know I could, for whatever bad news that they have to deliver. This time, it's the Affordable Care Act. Walmart says Obamacare could cut into sales by taking money out of its customers' pockets. Marketplace's Amy Scott looked into that one.
Starting in January, most of us will either need to have health insurance or pay a penalty. According to the Wall Street Journal, in a call with analysts last week, Walmart warned that's another, quote, line item in their personal budget that could cut into its customers' spending. Lynn Franco is an economist with the Conference Board.
Obviously, there's only so many discretionary dollars, and if there's fewer, consumers are going to have to make harder choices.
But isn't the Affordable Care Act supposed to save people money? A recent study by the Rand Corporation predicted out-of-pocket medical expenses will decline for most people who are newly insured or change their health plans. Then there are the almost 9 million more people who will be covered by Medicaid, says Josh Bivens with the Liberal Economic Policy Institute. Others will get subsidies to buy insurance.
In my mind, this is kind of like a delayed small stimulus program, because it's actually providing people who are otherwise cash constrained to give them more income in the next couple of years.
Others say it's too soon to know how the healthcare law will play out. And analyst Joe Feldman, who follows Walmart for Telsey Advisory Group, says that uncertainty itself can weigh on shoppers.
If it's in the consumer's mind that they may have some pressure down the road, you may see them pull back on their spending.
So healthcare may be the new excuse du jour, as another analyst put it. As more retailers come out with their earnings forecasts in the next couple weeks, expect to hear more about it. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.